Welcome to Chart and Compass Ministry, a ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral, helping you to navigate through the storms of this life by the ever-accurate compass of the Word of God. I'm pleased to share with you today another message from Pastor Greg Lucier, and the message today is titled, Do You Depend on God? Wake up, America!
Today, what I'd like to talk with you about is Happy Dependence Day. Depending upon God. And what God would teach us about that as we consider celebrating that day every day of our lives. Happy Dependence Day. So if we think about independence and dependence, I think we could definitely say that our country really highly values independence, don't we? If you think about our movies, who's the hero? It's always the independent guy. Usually the cowboy in the old days, he's, you know, riding across the range. He's dependent on nobody. He's a drifter. He rides into town. He beats up the bad guys. He wins the day single-handedly and then rides off again dependent on nobody. You know, even if our modern heroes don't necessarily wear a cowboy hat, if you look at all the heroes, they're still carrying that same trait. Namely, by ourselves, pulling ourselves up by our bootstraps, winning the day by ourselves, and we don't depend on anybody. That goes back to the roots of the cowboy. That goes back to the roots of our country. Happy Independence Day. We can do it ourselves. We don't need you, Britain. Is that a good trait to have? Independence? Sometimes it's a great trait to have. Independence, not depending on other people. If you think of John chapter 2, Jesus, it says, you know, many believed in his name and in Jerusalem when they saw the signs which he did, but Jesus didn't trust himself to them because he knew all men and needed no one to bear witness of man. Jesus didn't depend on other people to get his job done. In fact, he was willing to go it totally alone if he needed to. If you look over here at John chapter 16, when Jesus is going to the cross to beat the devil and give us eternal life, we read, he said to the disciples, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you will be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone." So when Jesus went to the cross to save the world, he had to be very independent of man. He had to just go forward anyway, even if ever everybody else is gone, and win the day single-handed. That's a good quality. You know, David did the same thing when he stood up against Goliath. Who was standing with him? Not a man, because they were all afraid of the giant. But David went forward by himself and won the day. Independence. You think of Paul in the Bible. Paul, a lot of times when he was preaching, he had to go it alone. Even his best friends deserted at times out of fear. 2 Timothy 4 says, "At my first defense," Paul says, "no one took my part. All deserted me." In other words, he had to stand and stand independently and strike down the enemy and preach the truth. So independence at times is a great thing. Of course, other sermons I preach to you, dependence is a great thing because God's, you know, he's given us each other. You have a place to belong to. Your Christian brothers and sisters stand next to you. We're not all alone. We have a team. We have an army. We have, you know, we're all together. But at times, independence is a great Christian quality to have. So while we say that, let's remember something else, though. As Americans, as the church, as individuals, independence at times can be great, but independence from God is never great. It always ends in disaster. Amen? If we're going to be independent, that's great, but never from God. It's always dependent when it comes to him. If you think about those things I just read to you, Jesus there, he went to the cross. He said, you know, said to his disciples, "The hour is coming, indeed it has come, when you'll be scattered, every man to his home, and will leave me alone." Next word, though, says, "Yet I am not alone. The Father is with me. So when Jesus went to the cross, independent of man, he was not independent of everybody. He was totally, 100% dependent on God. And God gave him the victory. How about you guys? Are you guys confident in yourselves to be independent, but dependent upon the Lord? When David went and fought against that great giant, Goliath, no man stood with him, but the Lord stood with him. He says, "Oh, Goliath, God will give you into my hands this day, for the battle belongs to God." And so when he went out there in that field, he was not alone. And you're not alone. We depend upon God. That's a Christian quality. Paul, we just read that a moment ago, 2 Timothy 4. "At my first defense, no one took my part. They all deserted me." And yet, the very next line, he says this, "But the Lord stood by me and gave me strength to proclaim the message fully, that all the Gentiles might hear it." So, when it comes to Dependence Day, that's every day for us, amen? Every day, we depend upon the Lord. If people stand with us, that's great. If they don't, we can still go it alone, because the Lord is the one who supports and gives us the victory. So happy Dependence Day. It's a wonderful thing. What's the message, would you say, for our country if I'm preaching like this? America, you better wake up, because you need to depend upon God. We need to depend upon Him, our coins. If you take out a coin, it says, "In God we trust." Are we living up to that? You know, you look around at a lot of our leaders, authorities, in the high places, they don't even want to talk about God, much less depend on Him. If you mention God's name, you're in big trouble. That's not depending on Him. We need to depend on Him. It never goes well, friends, to go independent of God. If you think of, what's the first great Declaration of Independence in the Bible? Adam and Eve, they said, "We declare our independence from God." And they bit of the fruit, and boy, did they bite it. They bit the dust. Disaster was the result of that Declaration of Independence. You have the Declaration of Independence from King Nebuchadnezzar of Babylon. He thought, "Oh, I'm so great. I'm wonderful. I'm walking on the top of my roof," and he looks over all of Babylon, the great city of the empire. "All these I've built with my own hand, for my own glory. Oh, I'm so wonderful." And why do I always speak in a British accent when I'm speaking arrogantly? Probably goes back to the American War of Independence, right? "Oh, yes, I'm so wonderful." What was the very next thing? As soon as he starts to exalt himself, declare his independence from God, "While the words were yet still in the king's mouth, there fell a voice from heaven, 'O King Nebuchadnezzar, to you it is spoken, the kingdom has departed from you, and you shall be driven from among men, and your dwelling shall be with the beasts of the field.'" Nice job, O kingy. Nice job declaring your independence from God. God took away from you your kingdom. He took away from you your throne, and he took away from you your mind. The guy went crazy for a time until he learned to depend on God. You look at Israel in the Old Testament, they had the same problem, declaring independence from God, Isaiah 31. An enemy is coming against them, and they wanted to rely on not God, but depend on Egypt, that old slavery captain of theirs. They were relying on Egypt and Pharaoh and his army, and God said to them in Isaiah 30, "Woe to those who go down to Egypt for help and rely upon horses." In other words, God's like, "What on earth are you thinking, my people? You're relying on horses, and I'm here?" He says, "You trust in chariots, because they're many, and in horsemen, because they're very strong. But you don't look to the Holy One of Israel or consult your God. The Egyptians, they're just men and not God. And the horses are flesh and not spirit. When the Lord stretches out his hand, the helper will stumble, and those... and he who is helped will fall, and they will all perish together." And that's what happened. They declared their independence from from God, and they went south, and they perished. Because, you know, why would you rely on horses? We ought to rely on spirit, on things that are real power and real reliability. That's God. And so, do you rely on the Lord? Do you depend upon God? Our ancestors, at least seems to. George Washington, he said something like this. It's the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, be grateful for His benefits, and humbly implore His protection and favor. So if you're General Washington fighting against the British, he says, you got to depend on God, not to declare independence from Him. Even Ben Franklin, who is a non-Christian, he even knew enough to say, you know, in our contest with Great Britain, we were always in danger. Every day we got together in this room, we implored the help of the divine providence for protection. And have we forgotten our great friend who stood with us in all those days of contest? He told the Constitutional Convention, 1787. Abe Lincoln, he said the same thing. He says, we've forgotten God. We've forgotten His gracious hand, which has enlarged and nourished and enriched our country. And we've imagined in the vain imaginations of our own deceitful minds that we ourselves somehow by our own great strength have gotten our success. We've become too self-sufficient to feel the necessity of redeeming and preserving grace, too proud to pray to the God that made us. Boy, it seemed to be happening even back then, declaring independence from God. You know what, friends? Let me just tell you, you want the sermon in a nutshell? It doesn't go well. When you declare independence from God, it goes to pot. Everything goes to ruin. So the word for America on this patriotic weekend is depend upon God. We got to get back to depending upon God, leaning upon God. For unless the Lord builds the house, says the Bible, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, those who watch over it are staying up and watching in vain. If we want to build a wall on the southern border, fine, build a wall. If you want a great military, fine, have a great military. If you want a great Wall Street, fine, have a great Wall Street. We got to work at some things. But if you depend and our country depends on those things for protection, we are sunk. Because it's the Lord who's our wall. It's the Lord who prospers our country or not. And so America, come back to Him. It is God's word. Or fare as did Adam and Eve and the rest when they declared their independence. So that's the word to America. It's the word to the church. How about the word to you? I want to just say, do you depend upon God? Think about that. Do you depend on Him all through your lives? I mean, if you're depending on yourself, here's a few little things that are going to give you a cue you might not be depending on Him. If you're anxious, if you're afraid, if you're trembling before challenges that are before you. Now, I know we all have our struggles. I'm not saying we don't, but the results of depending on God are wonderful confidence, peace of mind, sleeping through the nights, all kinds of wonderful things. What does it mean to depend on God? Well, think about this. There's a missionary that went to the South Sea Islands, New Hebrides, off of Australia. He was preaching to people who never heard of, didn't even have a language that had the Bible in it. So this guy was translating the Bible. He wanted to translate, you know, when Paul says, you know, the jailer says, what must I do to be saved? He wanted to translate, believe in the Lord Jesus and thou shalt be saved. But how do I translate believe, he thought to himself, because these natives on these islands have no word for believe in terms of trust. He translated it this way. Lean your whole weight upon the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Does that sound like a good one, Neil, for depending? Lean your whole weight upon the Lord. That's the weight of your heart and all of your cares and hopes and desires. We read this in the Bible. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and don't lean on your own understanding. and all your ways acknowledge him. He'll make straight your paths. Isaiah chapter 10. Is it 10? Yeah, Isaiah 10. Verse 20. Check this verse out. In that day, the remnant of the house of Israel and the survivors of the house of Jacob will no more lean upon him that smote them, but will lean upon the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. So I got two little staffs back here. Did you see them? Take a look. What is it to lean upon something that's untrustworthy? Should I lean my whole weight on this? My independence from God? I'm leaning, I'm putting my weight on it, and whoa! Sorry, broke it. Doesn't work very well, does it? When you lean your weight on something that can't take care of you. But if you lean your whole weight on the Lord, your whole weight, that's what it is to depend on him. And guess what? He is able to bear you up because power belongs to God, and he's faithful, and he's true. You know, when I was on the tall ships sailing in the old days on the windjammers, and I'm 70 feet up in the, off the cross trees there, you would get out in a bosun's chair. Anybody ever sat in a bosun's chair before? That's a wooden chair that they haul up, and then you get into it, and as the line is stretching, it kind of sinks, and you're 70 feet up, right? You're way up there. You kind of scrunch your way into it. It's on these little lines, just a little piece of wood, and you sit on it, and it goes, and you're like, oh! But then you learn, finally, you see that it takes your weight, and you let go of the rest of the rig, and you just are dangling, sitting on this chair, and it's bearing you up. Do we do that for the Lord? What are you struggling with today? Do you lean your whole weight, put your whole weight upon the Lord and let go of everything else? That's what God calls us to do. Another word for that is trust. That's what it is, to put your whole weight on something, to depend upon something. God says, put your whole weight and depend upon me. Both America, both the church, and both each of us individually. Put your whole weight on me. For if you trust in man, cursed is the man who trusts in man. Don't make flesh your arm. But blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord, whose trust is the Lord. What can we trust him for? Well, let's consider a few things from Luther's Large Catechism. Here we are. What do you know? We ordered some of these last week. By the way, when you lean upon the Lord, that doesn't mean you don't do any work. Right? If anyone will not work, let him not eat. Martin Luther said, if you depend on the Lord, depend on him as if everything were up to him, but work as if everything depends on you. So go out there and do your work. Get your job done. Try to tackle the challenge, but in your heart, do that as if everything depends upon him. And he will uphold you because his name is faithful. Well, what can we trust him for? How about this, I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth. What do I believe about that? I believe God's made me. He's given me my body, my eyes, my ears, and daily he's preserving each of these things. He gives me all the necessities that I have and need for my life, and he still every day takes care of them. Do you believe that? God's going to pay your bills. He's going to take care of your house. He's going to take care of this broken air conditioner and you're all hot in here today. He's going to take care of those things. He'll give you wife, children, house, home, all that you have. Daily and richly support all these things. Defend you from all danger. Guard and protect you from all evil. And he'll do it all not because you're great, but you have any worthiness in you, but because of his own fatherly divine goodness, he does all these things for you. Let me ask you, if you're on a chair, are you sitting in that whole bosun's chair called the Lord? You going to lean on him for all these things, that he's going to daily take care of all of these needs? You might say, well, but I'm not getting everything I want from the Lord. Oh, God, I want this. Well, God might be teaching you. You don't need that. Lean on me. Ultimately, all you really need is me. When Israel went through the Old Testament wilderness, remember, God actually let them hunger. He let them thirst at times in order to teach them that all they really need is out of the mouth of the Lord. Though every word that proceeds out of his mouth, by that you shall live. But do you believe and depend on him for this, that he's going to do you good in the end? He'll provide super abundantly for your needs and wants even now. But if he withholds those, guess what? He still means you good. Do you lean on him for that? Or do you start to wonder if he really is for you or not? Well, God says, lean on me. Deuteronomy 8, God led his people through the great and terrible wilderness, even with fiery serpents and scorpions and thirsty ground where there was no water. But he brought water out of the flinty rock, feeds us in the wilderness with manna. Why? That he might humble and test you to do you good in the end. That's one of my favorite verses in the Bible. To do you good in the end. No matter what God gives you as a father, he loves you and he's giving it to you to do you good in the end. Whether it be much or little, lean on him. Put your whole weight on him today. And lean not on your own strength or understanding. Another thing we can lean on him for is this one. Is the second part of it. It says, I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, conceived by the Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, etc., crucified, died, risen, we know this, ascended to heaven, coming again to judge the world. What does this mean? Luther says, I believe that Jesus Christ, true God, begotten from the Father from eternity, and true man, born of the Virgin Mary, is my Lord. In other words, he's going to take care of you. He's redeemed me, a lost and condemned person, purchased and won me from all my sins, from death and from the power of the devil. Not with gold or silver, but with his holy, precious blood and his innocent suffering and death. Do you believe that? Do you lean upon these very things that Christ has indeed in time shed his blood and purchased you? Why? That you might be his own. That you actually right this very minute belong to him. You who were lost and condemned, he has washed you, redeemed you, forgiven you, that you might live in his kingdom and have everlasting righteousness, innocence, and blessedness. And just in the same way as that he is risen from the dead, lives and reigns to all eternity. Do you lean on God for perfect peace with God? For reconciliation, for the forgiveness of your sins, so that you're not going around like, oh, I'm such a horrible, oh, my goodness, my sins, oh, I'm so guilty. Or do you lean on him and say, hey, he purchased it. It's done. I am forgiven. There was a guy that was a tightrope walker in the 1800s, Charles Blondin, walked across Niagara Falls, 1,000-foot trip, 160 feet over the raging rocks and river below, and he did it multiple times. He got off the tightrope and came to the crowds. Just imagine I am he and speaking to the crowds. He said, wasn't that wonderful? Oh, yes, it was. Do you think I could do it again? Oh, yes, you could. Do you think I could do it carrying someone on my shoulders? Yes, says the crowd. How about you? No. He didn't believe it. Because he wasn't willing to trust. Well, I wouldn't have trusted a man either. But when Jesus Christ says, I've done it 1,000 times, brought people from earth to heaven, I've purchased and won it on a cross, who will climb upon my shoulders today? Will you say yes? God says, get on my shoulders, I have the power to bear you up. And it is for this reason that he came. For Peter says, Christ also died for sins, once for all. The righteous one died for the unrighteous. Why? That he might bring us to God, to carry you. So you don't have to worry about death, friends. Depend on God. He says, I'll carry you. I'll carry you there. Don't be afraid. Just get on my back. I'll carry you. And then let's look at the last one here. How about we've done the Father and the Son. How about the Holy Spirit? I believe in the Holy Spirit, etc. What's it mean? I believe I can't by my own reason or strength believe in Jesus Christ, my Lord, or come to him, but the Holy Spirit has called me by the gospel, enlightened me with his gifts, sanctifies and kept me in the true faith. And he daily calls, gathers, and enlightens the whole church. He daily and richly forgives me all my sins and the sins of all believers. In other words, he applies Christ to me. And he will raise me from the dead on the last day, and give eternal life to me and to all believers in Christ. Do you rely on the Holy Spirit to do these things for you? You know, when we go through life, you're not alone. You know, we think sometimes I'm alone, or I have to stand alone, or I'm independent. You're not independent. Depend on God. He'll never leave you. He'll never forsake you. The Holy Spirit has been given by Christ to be a counselor, comforter, guide, strength for you, and encourager all your lives. You're never alone. He says, when you fall asleep at night, I'm still awake, keeping watch over you. I neither slumber nor sleep. I encamp around you like an army, around those who fear him, and deliver them, says the Lord. The days are coming, and that's our day, when Israel shall no longer lean upon him that smote them, but will lean upon Yahweh the Lord, the Holy One of Israel in truth. You putting your weight down there, Dick? Ernie? Alice? Putting your weight down all together, because God is dependable. 100% total guarantee, I tell you. So, happy Independence Day. I'm happy we're no longer under the hands of the British. In fact, I wrote my friends. I said, happy in England. Happy Independence Day. Sorry. But let's never celebrate independence from God. But happy Dependence Day upon him. I'll conclude with this. Psalm 20. Some boast of chariots, some of horses, but we boast of the name of the Lord, our God. For they will collapse and fall, but we shall rise and stand upright. Give victory to the King, O Lord. Answer us when we call. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's message called, Do You Depend on God? Wake Up, America. A broadcast of Chart and Compass Ministry of Christ Lutheran Church in Cape Canaveral. I'm Art Hansen, speaking for Pastor Greg Lassier. And if you're looking for a church home, or if you'd like to stop by and just visit, our services are at 10 a.m. on Sunday, and worship Bible study is at 7 p.m. on Wednesday. Christ Lutheran is located on Highway A1A in Cape Canaveral, right across from the Recreation Center. If you'd like to hear more messages, please go to our website at Christ Lutheran Church, CapeCanaveral.org. Thanks for tuning in, and I look forward to sharing God's Word with you again next Monday at 12:30. Have a wonderful week in our Lord Jesus Christ, the great captain of our soul. And God bless you.